the Rashbam and Rashi there are poking us all the time with this. And if he bites bread, then he's got to make the bracha out of the bread. You see, they are bringing in a certain shita. But I want you to get this clear first before we go any further.
Quetta is a last resort in any case.
Yes, yes. So this is worth to see how it works. So when he comes, so this day of the Shulchan Aruch, the way the Shulchan Aruch Paskins is, that he's been drinking wine and he's been eating bread. Now 4:46 comes and he's got to So what has he got to do? He's got to make Kiddush. The Kiddush that he makes, is it on wine or on bread?
Wine.
On wine. So since the Kiddush is on wine, he hasn't got to make another brocha on the wine. And now he comes and he's finished making the Kiddush. So the Kiddush is not a hefsek for the wine because he's doing it on the Kiddush. On the wine he's doing it. But the bread, now the bread is mutter. Now it's permissible. But there's been a hefsek. That is for the bread, it is a hefsek. Have you got it?
You have to wash.
No.
Just hypothetical. Let's say he starts his meal at 4 o'clock.
Yes.
And he starts with the intention, he forgets about Shabbos somehow. He forgets it so close, and he says, I'm just going to have one little glass of wine.
Yes.
That's all I plan to have. I remember we learned earlier that if you say the bracha over the wine with the intention that you're going to keep drinking wine, then that would carry over till later. But if you only have the intention...
Yeah, because then it's included in the Birkas HaMetzi. Then it's included in the meal, you see. Then you don't have to make a separate bracha.
I see.
That's another thing. You don't have
since we're saying Kiddush and that's all about wine...
That doesn't break the sequence. Yeah.
But you don't say
Then you don't make a motzi. But if you're making the brocha over the bread, you're making, then you don't have to make a motzi. Because the kiddush is not a hefsek for the motzi.
Sure, because the bread is stayed in the game the whole time.
But if you just part of it in, then it's not a hefsek. So you don't have to...
The
mussy's
in the role of the yayin.
That's right. So, words out beautifully. But in ain lo yayin umakadish, ain lo vodachamotzi. Now you've got a yesh omrim. The yesh omrim, she afkin, she mekadish ala yayin, ain lo vodachamotzi. There are those who say that even he makes on yayin, he doesn't have to make a motzi. Because it's not reckoned as a hefset. Leave out that yesh omrim, you don't have to worry about that yesh omrim. But now I've got to tell you about another yesh omrim. So, here we've got a nice setup where he came, 4:46 arrives, Torah's Mappa, he makes Kiddush, and he doesn't make the brocha over the yayin. So we understand why. There's a Yesh Omrim, which the Tur brings, a Yesh Omrim, and the Yesh Omrim says he's got to make a brocha over the wine.
What? Wait, you mean when he makes Kiddush after 4:46?
Yes. He says then he's got to make a brocha over the wine.
Well, isn't that what this would say too?
No.
Below Birkas Hayayin. Below Birkas Hayayin.
Wait, we're assuming now is the situation now where he was drinking wine before?
He was drinking wine. So now comes at 4:46, he doesn't have to drink wine. So what is the difference between this din in the Shulchan Aruch and the Yesh Omrim? And the Yesh Omrim takes a very important part, yes?
The Torah brings in the day of the Peshama.
Leave Peshama for the word. Now, here is a very interesting thing. I want to show you, if you will look at the run.
Ooh, we're going to do a run.
If you will look at the run. Sochreyu alayai. It's kofia, yeah. Sochreyu alayai. Sochreyu alayai. Right?
Where is it?
Alayai.
Mm-hmm.
Sochreyu alayai. you make Kiddush in the Amidah on Friday night. We discussed that. We make Kiddush when we came home over Yayin. We discussed that. Come Shabbos morning, we come back from Shul, right to the Kiddush. Again we make a Kiddush. What do we say in that Kiddush? John, what's worrying you?
No.
What kind of a kiddush is this?
Yeah.
Why are they and if I want to drink wine, why are they golfing? What kind of a kiddush is this? That's what should worry us. Oh, Shabbos morning. What kind of a kiddush is that? Bari Priyagov. And if I want to drink wine, I make Bari Priyagov. What kind of a kiddush? See what the Ran is going to say. This Ran, now follow the Ran inside. Zochrei Alayai. Remember it over wine. Bichni Soser. The Mistoma Hochikoma Kro. The Kacho Bichni Soser. That's it. Go only El of Elilus the Yomi 9, from where do we know during the daytime? Mashmalay, the Mashmois is Dahach Drosha Asmachta Baalmehi. This Drosha is Nasmachta, don't worry about that. The Iki Dushidi Momado Raisa, Hechi Lo Amrinan by Elabele Priagofre. He says, if this Kiddush in the morning would be a Din Torah, how is it that we say only Bore Priya Goffin and nothing more? The broch of Bore Priya Goffin is not a broch of Kiddush, it's a broch if you want to drink wine. So what kind of a Kiddush is this? Says the Ran. I don't understand it, says the Ran. I'm disturbed by this. The love me in kiddushin he. It's not. This isn't what we call a kiddush. Says the Ran, answers Ran. Elo kiddush daraisa belaila he. But the kiddush that the Torah tells us to make is in the night time. Dahavi bichni soser, which is at the beginning of Shabbos. Elo mishum de kovet yom avdiv mi de kovet lailo. But because the covet of the Yom is greater than the covet of the Laila, if you remember when we did that, Rohu Chachomim Lases by Yom Zecher Likiddush. The Chachomim wanted in the daytime to make Zecher Likiddush, after all the day, the covet, to make because of the covet of the day today. Now come the operative words. Vahainu Bore Priagofen Vesulo. And therefore it's Bore Priya Goffin and nothing more, Shehu Aschonus HaKiddush El HaLailo. Because Bore Priya Goffin is the beginning of the Kiddush in the night. So what does the Ran say? One can have a Hakiroya. When we say in the night time, Bore Priya Goffin, and then we say the Yo, what is the Bore Priya Goffin? Is Bore Priya Goffin part of Kiddush? Or we say, no, Bore Priya Goffin has got nothing to do with Kiddush. Bore Priya Goffin, it's because we are going to drink wine on it, we've got to make Bore Priya Goffin. And the Kiddush is Kiddush. Says the Ran, no, it's not like that. Says the Ran that Bore Priya Goffin is part of the Kiddush itself. It belongs to the Kiddush. Now, if the Bore Priya Goffin belongs to the Kiddush, and you have already drunk wine, and now it's 4:46 and you've got to make Kiddush, it's no good if you don't make Bore Priya Goffin. You've got to make Bore Priya Goffin too, because that is Kiddush, otherwise you haven't got the Kiddush. The Kiddush consists of Bore Priya Goffin and the Kiddush are you. That is why the Yeshomrim say you've got it's part of the Kiddush. But the Shulchan Aruch Paskens, it's not part of the Kiddush. This is a separate thing. that they think you've got to make it over wine. Since it's over wine, you've got to make a bracha by the Priyagothin, you're going to drink the wine. But the Kiddush only is the one bracha, Baruch HaKadoshim HaKadosh HaShavos. It's got nothing to do with it. It's got nothing to do with it, so you don't have to make that other bracha. That is the machlokas between these two days. But the run is very important, because the run gives us a reason for the Kiddush in the morning. The only thing is that the Kiddush in the morning, then the Pesach is not like the Shulchan Aruch. That is when it comes out. So the run won't paskin like the Shulchan Aruch. The run will paskin like the Yesh Omrim that the Tur brings down. And the Yesh Omrim of the Tur is that you do make Borei Priyar Gofen in the Ritter.
Yes? What is the Shulchan Aruch paskin is the reason why we have to say why Borei Priyar Gofen is the Kiddush of the day?
Why Borei Priyar Gofen? The Shulchan Aruch says it's not. Says the for the daytime.
Yeah, daytime.
He doesn't give you. I don't know.
He just says,
I just know the run. The run. Yeah, we've got a clear reason for the run.
I understand, but the Shulchan Aruch
just says do it, and that's it.
I don't know the evidence in text that you just say it. This is a covenant yom that you take it and you say it with the intention that you're doing it only for the covenant of the yom.
The only reason I can think of is because in the daytime you wouldn't normally drink wine. The angels are right.
You come down. You say first thing you come from shul. My uncle used to always say just lichvod Shabbos. He used to say lichvod Shabbos. Baruch Hashem came out for a free government. He didn't say all the other things. Just to be with lichvod Shabbos. I think I told you once that my cousin that played Kriegwitz, and he was what a lumber he was. And he was once at in Dublin. They invited him to come to Dublin, and it was Shabbos morning. After Shul Rabbi Jacobowitz was then the chief rabbi of Ireland. So you asked him to come over, and he says, he was Mechabit, you make Kiddush. So he thought, I'll just say Borei Priyar Gofen, they think that I'm an Oris, so that I'm never make Kiddush. He said, he'd better say this, I'll came Beirach and Rishon. But he wasn't accustomed to say it. So he said he made such a mess of it. So they really thought he did say it. yes?
I still don't understand what the Ron is saying about the Shehu Hatchilat.
Those are the operative words. Shehu Haskholes Kiddush Shalilo.
Is
the beginning of the Kiddush of the night. Borei Priyar Gofen is the beginning of the Kiddush of the night. Yeah. So for the morning they said, we want you to have some kind of it, so you just say the first part of it. But according to the Shulchan Aruch, that's got nothing to do with Kiddush at all. So it's a very interesting thing. And there is a Reb Belville Brisker deduces a very interesting thing from it, which I'll tell you as soon as we've got the hang of this. You see how it works. Yes, Gary.
So in the case where he was eating right up the Shabbos and interrupts the first Kiddush Shabbat.
Yes.
Later on in the evening, presumably there's Myers.
Yes, obviously that's Myers.
And so he does again the Kiddush Shabbat,
yes.
And this time it's the Rabbanan in
this time it works out, it's the Rabbanan. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. This time it works in the reverse. That would be the Rabbanan, yes.
What would the Ron say if our businessman gets home and he sits down to eat? And what can he do? It's 4:46 and he realizes he hasn't had wine, and furthermore, there's no wine in the house. So he has to make it over
bread. Yes.
But then the next day, is that short Borei Priyar Gofen adequate for Kiddush during the day?
Yes.
I mean, he's saying...
Yeah, that's the color you choose. If you make it over... So in the morning, he makes it over bread also. What can he do?
I'm saying he's out. There are guests in the morning or something where there is wine.
Well, there is wine, then he makes it over wine. That's perfectly all right.
So it doesn't. But I'm saying is Borei Priyar Gofen adequate at that point, or does he stay a focus?
No, the Ram doesn't say, because his Kiddush on Friday night. It's Kiddush on Friday night. It's Kiddush on Friday night. But that's a beautiful point that the Ram makes. It's just in a couple of words he makes that point, you see. Now, the Velva Brisker, who was always out for these things, I believe, I haven't heard it from his family, I heard it from somebody else, that he says it'll make a big difference in Din now. Because if we work according to the run, that the first brocha on Friday night, that is part of the Kiddush itself. Part of the Kiddush itself. And in the morning, that is the whole thing, and it's part of the Kiddush. So he says, it's not sufficient that a person is Yetzer with another person saying it. With another person saying it. He says, that person will have to partake of the wine also. That is what they say. One day, if I remember, and I meet with his son, I'll ask him, he always tells me, the details of what.
That's not true. And Friday night. I thought we've learned for Havdalah and also for Kiddush Friday night that only one person has to drink.
Yeah, quite enough. But we don't paskin like the Ram, quite obviously. Shulchan Aruch doesn't paskin like the Ram. Paskin that this is a separate block, it's Birkas Hanehi.
It would also mean that one could not be out on whiskey or any other.
For when?
For the daytime.
For the daytime, it would seem so. Although in the Shulchan Aruch, there's even a preference for it to make a bracha shehakel. So the Shulchan Aruch takes it altogether differently.
Right,
it's quite right. That's quite right.
The Shulchan Aruch prefers?
Prefers it because... I'm sorry, I didn't mean to place my Gemara. I wanted to get through the Gemara book, let's see it now. The Shulchan Aruch prefers it. I think he says it. Says that in the morning it's better to make it over wine. Morning it's better to make it over wine. Just let me see. במקום שאין יין מוציא יש אלו ממשמקצין על סייחור ושאר משהו חוץ מן המים יש אלו שאין מקצין לראש בלילה ויקדיש על הסייחור אלו על הפס ובלכי יצטר וקדיש על הסייחור שיבורך לו שהכל קודם בירקס המלצי he says it's better no he says it's better if you haven't got wine make it over beer in the morning or over whiskey and then you make shehakel he doesn't say it's better than doing it over the bread in the morning.
Good to have something in the morning.
Yes, it's better than doing it over bread. Rather do it over that. I thought he actually said that it's the good to give it. V'chein amin ha'poshut rivei rosh. L'rosh b'layla l'yad kadesh ha'zehela ala pas. V'boker, Yosef told the kadesh ala secha, the rosh says, in the morning it is better to make it a she'evarech olop she'hakel. Yeah, it is. In the morning it's better to say, the Rosh says, in the morning it's better than it's got another brocha, another type of brocha, and he makes it shehakel. But the others all say, rather make it over wine, and the Mishnah Berurah says, rather make it over wine. Right? Yeah, please, just let me...
Only make it over wine?
According to run over, only over wine. According to the run over anyway. And the other training also.
This is Rav Mitzvah.
It's only Rav over wine that you make it. And if you haven't got wine, make it over bread. Thank you very much. You've got a Bob Mitzvah. It's noon test.
Ah, I was right.
Noon test. The bottom of the page. Yes. If you cut it into segments, and he put sand between the segments, that is mortar. Rabbi El Ozer Matayer Vachachomi Matami. Rabbi El Ozer says that it is toil, it is clean, and the Chachomim says, no, it's defiled. So Rabbi Eliezer says, once it's been glazed over, it becomes one piece again.
What has been glazed over? Sorry. The stove. We're talking about the
smashing. Could you start from the beginning one more time?
Kedan Hosam, we learned there. Chotchu chulyos. They cut it into segments, the stove. Don, just listen, you'll get it. Don, It's not so, if you haven't got a Gemara, you can, this isn't difficult stuff, it's a story, really, you see. The Nosan Hoven Chuyere Chuyere, and he put sand between the segments, that's mortar to put it together. Rabbi Eliezer Metar Vachachomi Metami. Rabbi Eliezer says that it's one piece again, and Rabbi Eliezer says it's not one piece, it remains not one piece. And it is not Makabel Duma, it doesn't get any Duma. And the Chachomim said it's now one piece and it gets Duma. And then the Gemara says, Vezehu Tanu Shel Achnoi. And this is the stove of Achnoi. And Achnoi means a serpent. A serpent. A python.
I've never known a python that had a stove.
No, it's my Achnoi. So the Gemara asks the same question that you asked. never known a python to have a stone. What's a Achnoi? The Gemara asks here. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel said Rav Yehuda that Shmuel said Shehitivu Devorimka Achno Zu, and Achno, a serpent, rolls itself into a ring and puts its tail into its mouth. Have you ever seen a python do that? Puts its tail into its mouth.
I've seen things in that design, at least.
Right. So he says, it was surrounded with machlokas, with differences of opinion and views as to what it is it was surrounded. That's why they call it Kachn Kelach Noi. Ka'achno Zu, Vetin Uhu. And the Chachomim made it that it is Tomei. So you've got a machlokas between the Chachomim and Rabbi Eliezer.
Can I just ask, if it understood, does this sound like something that someone deliberately did so that it would not be Makabel Tuma?
No.
I mean, is the intention here matter? Does it come into it?
I don't think so. I don't think it means that.
But
yes?
I don't know if this is very important, but it seems like you could just break a kli or chip it so that you'd never have the problem of tuma, and yet it would still be usable.
No, well, I mean, just chip it. You know, in the Kalim there's a whole Masichta. There's a whole tractate that deals with these things in Taurus, what is called a broken kli and what's not called a broken kli.
Uh-huh.
Just that you just chip it. That day, Rabbi Eliezer presented to the Chachomim all the arguments in the world, and they didn't accept it from him. Omar Lohem, he said to them, "Im aloha kamosi, if the law is like me, chruv ze yelchiach, let this outside there, that is a carob tree. Let it prove it, if the halacha is like me." Immediately, the chruv was uprooted for 100 cubits. The amri lo dalad me'azav. Others say it was much further, it was 400 cubits. Omru lo.
Now, why does the Gemara add that?
I'll decide whether I'm going to go into the details of it. It's not as long as it's done. Omru lo, they said to him, Ein may be in raya min achruv. The Chachomim said to him, you don't bring a proof from a chruv. First time we heard, from a tree you bring a proof. They said, if that is the case, you don't. If the law is like me, says Rabbi Eliezer, let this brook of water prove it. Chodra masmaim lachreim. So the water flowed backwards, flowed upstream. Omru lo, ain't there been raim amasamaim? You don't bring proof from a... what's this business? You bring proof from a Gemara, you don't bring proof from a brook. But Omar, Chodeva Omar Lohem, if Aloha commercially coastly Beis HaMidrash Yochichu, he said, if Aloha is like me, may the walls of the Beis HaMidrash prove it. He too coastly Beis HaMidrash Lipo. So the walls of the Beis HaMidrash started coming together. Go'al Bohem Rabbi Yeshua. This is our same Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua shouted at them, Omar Lohem, you said to them, Tamidei Chachomim Menatzkim Ze V'Alocha, Atem Matim Echem. He said, if Tamidei Chachomim are arguing amongst themselves in a matter of Alocha, what's it your business? Atem Matim Echem, what do you come into it this year? No Noflu Mibne Kodesh Rabbi Yeshua. But after all, Rabbi Yeshua said the wall should fall. So because of the covet of Rabbi Yeshua, the honor of Rabbi Yeshua, they didn't come. And because of but they didn't go back and remain upright because of the covet of Rabbi Eliezer. And so it remained until the days of the Gemara. They still stand like that. Chozav Omar Lohem. He said to them, "Im Alocha Kemosi Min Hashemayim Yochichu. If the law is like me, let heaven prove it." Yotzei Sobaskel VeOmro Malochem Etz Rabbi Eliezer SheAlocha Kemosi B'chol Mokam. Goes forth a heavenly voice and says, "The Alocha is like Rabbi Eliezer wherever it is."
Wherever he says anything,
then the Alocha is like Rabbi Eliezer.
In every case,
Rabbi Yeshua Raglov, Rabbi Yeshua stood up, the Omar, and he says, Lo Barshomayim, in the Torah it says that the Torah is not in the heavens. My Lova Shemaimi, what does it mean it's not in the heavens? Om Rabbi Yehuda Yeshikavod Nito Torah Mar Sinai. And because the Torah has already been given to Mar Sinai. Ein Onu Mashgichim Bavasko. We take no notice of Bavasko. Shekavod Kosavto Mar Sinai Betorah Achle Rabbi Mahatez. In the Torah you say you take the law according to the majority. And the majority are the Chachomim. And the majority say it's Tomei. And Rabbi Eliezer is a Yochid. And he says it is Doel. So the Torah says that you follow the majority. So how can you come and how can the Baskel come and say it's different? So Rabbi Yeshua refused to accept. You want to go further to know what happened, or is that enough?
Yes, more.
Ashkelchei Rabbi Nosson, the Eli Yohu. Rabbi Nosson, this is the next piece to me is the most beautiful piece of all. Rabbi Nosson found Eliyahu, came Eliyahu Hanovi. Omar Lei, he said to Eliyahu, I want to ask you something. My Ovid Kutcha Brichu Baha'i Shaita. I'm interested to know what Hashem did at that moment. Oh, look here. They say that Rabbi Eliezer says that the Alocha is Torah, and they say it's not, and he brings a proof from heaven, and the Basco says it's like Rabbi Eliezer, and they say it's not like Rabbi Eliezer, but the Basco don't take any notice of the Basco. What does Hashem do with all that? So they ask Eliyahu, this is a wonderful answer. He said, Omar Lei, said Rabbi Eliezer, you are Novi to Rabbi Nosson. Kochaich, he smiled. Omer nitzchuni bonai, nitzchuni bonai. My children have got the better of me. Lovely, isn't it? That's what the Benjamin said. Was pleased about it. Omru, they said, the Nimnu Olov, and they took a vote about him, uvorchuhu, and they put him into Cheren. They excommunicated him.
Yeah.
Oh, pardon?
Rabbi Eliezer?
Yes.
Very one.
The omru mi yelech v'yodiyu, v'yodiyu, and they said, yes. Now, who's going to bring the news to him?
Who knows a man of
him, Rabbi Akiva? Said to them, Rabbi Akiva, ani eilech, I better go. He didn't say, I shall go. He said, I had better go. Shemo yelech odem she'eino hogen, perhaps an unsuitable person will go, v'yodio and inform him, v'nimtza machrin is kol ha'olam kulo. He said, a person like that can destroy the whole world. Won't know how to put it to him. Now, it's an art the way Rabbi Akiva did it. Ma also Rabbi Akiva, what did Rabbi Akiva do? Lovash chelov. He put on a black suit. V'nis atev shcholim. And then he wrapped himself in a black cloak. By Yoshev Lefonov Barochok Arba Amos. And he keeps away from, he comes to him, and he keeps away from him, and when he's 4 Amos away, about 8 feet away, he sits down on the ground. Omele Rabbi Eliezer, said Rabbi Eliezer to Rabbi Akiva, Akiva, my Yom Yomai, why is this different from any other day? Why are you behaving like this? Omar Le, he said to him, Rabbi, my master, Kimedume Li Shechaverim Bedili Minacho. It appears to me that your colleagues have separated themselves from you. Delicacy, the Sayer tells him. Afu Kora Begodav. Then he rent his garments, v'cholatz milolav, and he took off his shoes, v'nishpat, and he got off his seat, by Yoshev al gabi karka, and he sat down on the ground. Zolgu einov tumos. And tears flowed from his eyes. Tears flowed from his eyes. Now, this is a very serious matter. Tears flow from a person's eyes. Assuming that they are real tears and they're not crocodile tears. Tears is it. The deepest emotions. I can never understand how actresses on the screen cry. It's the deepest emotion that a person can possibly have. Don't use it for the wrong thing. But if it's used for the right thing, all the gates of heaven can be closed. How many are there altogether?
49.
49. But the gates of tears is never closed. That is never closed. In the Gemara on the previous page, it's got Shari Enor, the gates of oppression. If somebody harasses a person, oppresses a person, and brings that person to tears, out of the hardship, the bitterness of his heart, he cries, that gate is never closed. So, once he cried, what happened? Loko ho'olam, the whole world suffered. Shlish the zaysim, a third of the produce of all the olives in the world didn't work out. Ushlish bechitim, and a third in wheat. Ushlish bitzaolim, and a third in barley. And others say even the dough in the woman's hand became spoiled. Tono, we learned, af odel hoyu ba'usam yo. There was great anger on that day. Shebechol mokum shenosim ba'enov Rabbi Eliezer Nisrof. Wherever Rabbi Eliezer looked, that place became, the fields just burnt up. Va'afram gamliel hoyu bobas filo. And during that time, Rabban Gamliel, and he was at the head of those who put him into Cherem, who excommunicated him, came by a ship, was traveling by sea. Omar Dolov, Nachshel Litova, there arose a typhoon, what they call tornadoes, they call them here, a tornado at sea, and it was about to sink the ship. Omar, he said, Kimadumeli. He said, it appears to me that this is only because of Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus. We never have such storms, yeah? Omar al Raglov, he stood on his feet, but Omar, and he said, Ribbono shel Olam, Goli v'yodu lefnecha shelo lichvod osisi, v'lo lichvod beis avo osisi. He said, you know Hashem, I didn't do it for my glory, nor did I do it for the honor of the house of my father. But I did it for your honor, Hashem. Shelo yirbu machlokas beYisrael. That there shouldn't be quarreling in Israel. That's why we did it. Do you want to go further? Is that enough for you?
More.
Nochayom Izar. The storm abated. You want to go still further? Ima Sholem, the Bishud Rabbi Eliezer. The wife of Rabbi Eliezer was a woman called Ima Sholem. That was her name, Ima Sholem. Ach said Rabbi Gamliel Havi. She was the sister of Rabbi Gamliel, which means that Rabbi Gamliel was a brother-in-law of Rabbi Eliezer. Me'ahu Maisa Ve'elech. From that moment onwards, she wouldn't allow Rabbi Eliezer to fall in the pillars of pine. Tachanu. To say that. She wouldn't allow. Because that is a prayer, like you said. How does the prayer go? Hashem Mora Butzel Roy Rabbi. How does it go there? Rachel Bachan Chutrus.
Show me fall of the hands of
man.
My tears are wet.
Yes, by tears of fool, she said, didn't want him to say that.
Because it would hurt the world? It would hurt Robin Gamliel.
Because she knew if he said that prayer, anything can happen. So that prayer, if you interrupt between the close of the Shemene Esra and that prayer, you're not allowed to say it. There must be no interruption. So she always saw to it that there was an interruption. Ahu Yomo Reish Yarchahala. There was a certain day, it was Rosh Chodesh. Ve'ichlif lo bein Mole leChose. And she made a mistake between Mole and Chose. She thought that it was a 2 days Rosh Chodesh. She thought that it was, no, she thought that month was 29 days. And that the next day was Rosh Chodesh, the 30th day, when this was the Eretz Yisrael. That the 30th day then was Rosh Chodesh. But it wasn't. It was a full month. And that 30th day was belonged to the previous month. But she thought it was Rosh Chodesh. And if it's Rosh Chodesh, she doesn't say Tachnu. So she didn't worry. Ikud Amri, the others who say, also Anya Vakoya Bovo. That the poor man came and stood at the door, Afke Le Rivko, she brought him out some bread. Ashkach the Nofar al Ante, at the gate of this. She found that he had already fallen on his face. He'd fallen. Omrole, she said to him, Kum Katlis Laachi. Arise, you have killed my brother. Adahochi Nofik, she purami Beisam Gamliel. In the meantime, there arrived a messenger from the house of Rav Gamliel, the shochet that he had died. Omar Lo said Rabbi Eliezer to her, Menor Yodah, how did you know about it? How did you know? Omrale, she said to him, Kach mekudlani mibeis avi avo. So I was taught in my grandfather's house. Kol hasha'ori miloli. All the gates of heaven may be closed. Chutz bishari Elohim. Excepting those gates of oppression. That's the same as the gates of tears. Where oppression is such that it brings out tears. Excepting those.
The initial damage, that was when Rabbi Eliezer wept. He sat down and ripped his garments and wept.
Yeah.
And the world turned topsy-turvy.
Now, so, of course he was able to say that prayer. That is the story.
How is it that his wife knew that if he was to say Tachanun,
yes,
there would be so much damage, and Rabbi Eliezer himself didn't make sure there was an interruption to
He didn't know how great his wife he was, but his wife did. Most wives think their husbands are greater than they are. And most husbands also think that they're greater than they are. But with her, He thought he was smaller than he was, and she knew how great he was. I mean, she was the sister of Gabriel. She speaks what used to be from her grandfather, what she heard.
To excommunicate those who have intended to not carry the weight of how we hold. I don't know how to phrase the question, but I'm sure you sense my
I sense nothing. What do you mean?
I don't believe that, but it would seem to be an unusually strong move, and I don't see why it would be necessary.
Yes, yes.
In many cases, that one person's point of view doesn't
matter,
and he understands.
There are many questions here. The first question is, what is all this that he... What does he have to bring proof, sucker? They arrive. What do you bring a proof from? A cherub tree and from a brook and from the water? What is all this? All right, the busker. So you really don't take him in the absence of a busker? So does it mean to say that he's wrong?
No.
What is that? Why don't you take the notice of a busker? Please let us be guided by it. So all these things, I don't know whether you would like me to discuss it with you or not, but these things have got to be discussed.
One more.
I think we'll make it to discuss it after the Davide one more. But tomorrow morning...
Who's walking tomorrow morning? Who's walking in the school
tomorrow? I'm not walking up riding. Somebody's got a car. We've got a car.
By all means.
All right. Tomorrow I'm
riding. Not time.
6 o'clock. What time do you start? 6:15.
6:00.
6:00. Why do you start 6 o'clock tomorrow?
But there's
no...
Monday.
We always start at 6:00.
Yes, but he's no longer... Chalev is less than Tachanun, isn't it?
No, a little bit more the way we do it.
Yeah, that's good. All right, fine. All right, everyone else. All right. 6 o'clock. Yeah, all right. 5 minutes to 6. Will you phone me from the bottom, please, Barry?
I'll just wait if you want.
No, phone me. If my wife isn't there, it doesn't matter.
Shall we bring Bava Mitzia tomorrow for after the minion?
No. Tomorrow I want to finish the drama.
Okay.
Zalman Schneier wrote the Shulchan Aruch, which is a most remarkable piece of work, which that was the first Chabad Rebbe, and which the Mishnah Brura quotes. Right. I found it in his Shulchan Aruch, he mentions it, not in the laws of Hanukkah, but he's got some esophis. He says that there is a scene somewhere that from poor homes, children from poor homes go from door to door and they give a money.
Very strange. And they are given money.
And they are given money from poor homes. That is the only source I've ever seen. But they do give Hanukkah geld for children. Give children, not gifts. They give Hanukkah geld just to play. You know, they could go buy something.
But that's for chinuch, correct? That's for their learning, right? A reward for their learning?
No. For Hanukkah, they give them.
Just
to
recognize it's a special day.
I suppose so. But that has come down to us, that they do.
No, that is, I was wondering what the Olin, because we know everything that the Christian world does. I thought maybe they took it from us, that we used to give
something, and that's why they got this whole
custom of faith.
Nothing like that.
We did for business. Jewish people started for the business day.
For
business.
Yeah.
The department store.